Are you a Torah keeper? You were talking about feast days.
Put it this way. I've been studying for myself scripture and you know, gleaning what I know, what I get from the church and from offline, and then from talking to other ministers. I know that I'm a descendant of Jacob, who's a descendant of Isaac, who's a descendant of Abraham. And well, based
we
upon
all be grafted in if
right, right, exactly. Right.
Oh, okay.
Because he says there's no distinction between Jew or Gentile.
Right, okay.
So
there's so many different groups.
Absolutely,
there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So but I know they're gonna have a problem with me. I don't care. That's where I stand.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Some, why would you go to a seminary if they're made of man when all we need is the scriptures, the Holy Spirit, and walking in the truth?
Because sometimes he calls us. Calls us.
Well, yeah, he would call us out of that, though. I mean, because
I think sometimes.
That.
Well, yeah, but I think there's an opportunity to probably to at least bring some out of that.
And oh yeah, that, we want to call everybody out.
Right,
of
exactly.
All of those places.
And
yeah.
Somebody has to be charged to go in there and get them.
Go in where?
I was telling your wife.
Where would we
well,
go in?
Hold on, I'm gonna
it's
tell you. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to Virginia Theological Seminary. I was born
I'm
and raised.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You can be forgiven for that.
It's all right. No, I've been forgiven. Thank you.
You got to come out of all.
No, no, no. Hold on. Let me finish.
God didn't create seminaries.
Well, it's not that I need your approval,
no,
but
I
let
know.
Me tell you.
But you need God's approval. He didn't invent
right, exactly,
seminaries.
Exactly.
He didn't invent seminaries.
No, you're right. But my point is this.
It's foolishness to God.
I was telling your wife, I do not celebrate Christmas anymore. I was raised Episcopalian.
Right.
I don't celebrate Christmas anymore. I don't put up a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. I don't celebrate New Year's. I don't celebrate Easter.
Good.
I don't celebrate Halloween.
How
I don't celebrate any of those.
Sunday. That's the same thing. How about
same.
Good Friday?
No.
Okay, because that's a lie. He didn't
that's
even,
a lie.
He didn't even die on
because
Friday.
The thing of it is that he talks about the feast days. You know, you celebrate the feast days.
Yeah, well, that's Old Testament. That's Torah.
That's Old Testament.
We're not keeping Torah.
Right, that's true.
And we're not
and
told to
the
keep
new,
Easter.
And that's a new covenant. And it's in the new covenant, you know, he talks about...
Who's he?
Christ.
Okay.
Christ. Yeshua. I don't call him Jesus.
Okay, well, whatever. He knows his name.
Yeah, he knows his name.
In Chinese, he's Xinhua maybe, but he knows his name.
He knows his name. At the same time, though...
You can call him Yeshua. That means salvation. I love that.
Absolutely. So, and I was telling her that sometimes we are sent to bring others out.
Okay.
Just like Christ descended into...
So I'm asking you again, sent where? To go in
well,
where?
It,
to go
into,
in the church
into,
system?
Into the world...
Into the world.
Into the world to bring others out of the
right.
world.
Right. So do we go into the world and join with sinful things?
No, you don't okay. You don't do that. He didn't do it.
Yeah. Would
so,
I go into the corrupt church
so
system?
So the thing of it is, so if out? I'm going to imitate Christ,
right.
if I'm going to be made in his likeness because
right.
he came into the world.
Right.
And he was sinless.
So we do. We go into the world. That's why you met us. We're,
right.
We're in the world here.
Right. We're in the world.
We
so
won't go in false corrupt Christianity.
No, 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 no,
the Bible tells us not to.
No, no. But at the same time, what I'm saying
yeah.
is,
yeah.
some of us are called to go into some of these... places, for lack of a better
give
term.
An example. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, in terms of like...
Seminary?
Well, no, not seminary. To bring others out, to go into these churches.
Oh.
To, because like
you
I
are
said,
talking about going into churches.
Well,
see,
I
the
am.
Bible doesn't teach that, though. In Romans 16, mm-hmm. 17, Paul clearly says, mark those who cause division
right.
by leaving sound doctrine, and then go join with them to bring them out.
I don't join...
He
no.
says, avoid them.
I don't do that. I'm going in with the sound doctrine of what Paul says... And what Christ asked us
so
to do.
So one time you go in
so,
to call them out, and if they don't repent, you leave them.
Yeah. That's on
yeah,
them.
But the, if I go into a church system, you know what they instantly
but
do?
But tell me this. When the
they
apostles
call
the and the disciples...
instantly.
When the apostles and the disciples went into these towns and into these synagogues...
Okay.
And was
that
preaching
was God's,
Christ.
That was God's system.
Right.
This isn't God's system.
And preaching Christ.
So we
Christ
don't go in there.
Preaching Christ.
That's in God's system.
I understand
that's,
that.
This isn't God's
but
system.
But you're not listening.
Seminary's not God's system.
Wait a minute. But if
Christianity's
if
not
sent,
God's system.
If I'm sent to go in to bring them out and not become a part of that.
Not in Christianity, you're not sent to go in.
Well,
you're not.
I beg to differ.
God never sent you to seminary. You're just going to get a degree so it can puff you up somehow.
Nah, you're wrong.
Really?
No,
what's the purpose of a seminary degree?
You're wrong.
Here's the purpose
how
of a
can,
seminary degree.
How can you tell
did
me
God
what my
command
purpose
you?
Is?
Did God command you to get a seminary degree?
No, he didn't command
there you
me
go.
To get
you're
a seminary
you're doing it on
degree.
Your own. It's a prideful, pumped-up thing.
No, it is true.
It is. But do you need that to serve God?
No, I don't.
Do you need that to help people in the gospel?
Absolutely no, because you know
what? What are you getting it for?
Because,
you're wasting your time.
Because
we both have college degrees. Was it a waste
yeah,
of time?
I have a 4-year degree in aeronautical studies.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
So my thing is this. I spent 10 years on the street, so don't tell me about having to do walls and all of that. Trust me, my man, I know. I know.
What does having to be on the street have to do with now going corrupt man-made religion
at
seminary?
It's not corrupt man-made religion.
Sure it is. That seminary's corrupt. That's not biblical.
Sometimes you have...
They're teaching
you
false ways.
No.
Sure they are.
Oh, so you think they're going to sway me?
Well, it doesn't matter. You're united to them when the Bible says not to be united, turn away from every false way. Psalm 119:104, I hate every false way. You're united
exactly.
to it. You're united to it.
Psalm 119,
you're in
I know it very well.
And Jesus said, his word, the word, Psalm 5:5, I hate... workers of iniquity. I hate the
right.
wicked. He hates the wicked.
Right.
If I go into seminary and partake with them, I'm with the wicked. I'm of the wicked. I'm practicing
well,
wicked.
Well, think of it is, when I get there and I propose to them what I'm doing, and if they tell me no, fine, then I'll leave.
You're united to sin. The Bible doesn't tell you
I don't
to
see
do
it that.
That
way.
And can I ask you a question? How
sure.
far have you gone in your faith? Did you go over the gospel with them?
She doesn't need to. I know it.
What is the gospel to eternal
it's
life?
The gospel is...
How do I find eternal life?
Believing that Jesus Christ died for our sins and accepting his blood sacrifice as the atonement for sins, of my sins.
So it's all based on Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection.
Correct.
What Bible verse tells me to accept
him? I don't know
him?
The Bible verse.
It doesn't say accept him anywhere. Actually, we're accepted of God because of what Christ did.
But because
the Bible,
of what Christ did,
were
right.
his first words
everything
repent?
Everything that he did.
Were his first words repent?
I don't know. I don't know.
They were. His first ministry words were repent.
Oh, repent for the kingdom
that's
of God.
That's what we do.
Right, that's what we
so
do.
So what he did, now how do we apply it?
By obeying him.
We repent, then we become born again by the
right.
Spirit.
And then,
now we walk in holiness, come out of the churches, come out of the world,
right.
and we live in holiness and obedience and we endure.
Right.
But you're not doing that being of the seminary and of the church system.
But the thing
you're
of
not
is,
obeying
God, could,
God.
God can
you're not obeying God.
As a soldier of Christ, he can send me into the world,
but
not to be of it.
You got to be a biblical godly saint to make biblical godly saints. You don't sound like and you don't look like a biblical godly saint.
Well, that's your
why
opinion.
Don't you dress your temple the way God told us to dress?
You mean in terms of wearing
in Genesis 3 he put us in tunic garments, he shed blood.
Okay.
Nobody teaches this. In Genesis 3 he shed blood, an archetype of Jesus, and covered us. It never changed in the whole Bible.
Right.
Old Testament, New Testament, Jesus, John, Paul, Peter, all
right.
of them, and we get a robe of righteousness. How come Christians don't wear a robe to cover up their bodies? Most people dress in pride and vanity. Why is that, sir?
I have no idea.
That's because you
I
haven't
believe.
Gone deep
because
in the scriptures.
I believe.
You're not following the spirit. You're following your flesh.
No, let me tell you this.
The spirit didn't lead you to
I
seminary.
That. I believe that. That's your opinion.
That's what God's word
I
says.
I wouldn't care. That's
what God's
care.
Word says. God's word absolutely says
I believe
that.
That's your opinion. And there's nothing you can say
Genesis
to
Genesis 3 is not
okay.
my opinion.
Well, I know it is.
Seminaries are not made of man. That's not my opinion.
Okay, well, you're
Jesus
right.
said... Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain for your man-made traditions.
No.
Mark 6, 7, 8, 9.
And you know what? And those man-made religions have traditions. I'm going in there to refute that.
Yeah,
and if
no.
they don't want to do it,
yeah.
fine. Then I will
but
come out
But you're not biblical yourself. You got to go much deeper.
Well,
our website would help you.
All right,
you don't
we'll
need
see.
Seminary. Check it out. Don'tperish.com. We love you, neighbor.
Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God.
Not a
you like the life to find it. Just right.